Ladies, gentlemen, others, welcome to the first ever episode of the Split Screen Podcast, the official podcast of BlankPageBeatdown.com. I'm Shah Shaheed, your typical Desi boy next door with the non-threatening good looks and the disarming charm. And it's my pleasure to also be your host for this show. So now you're all probably thinking, who the hell is this arrogant son of a gun? Well, first of all, don't swear at me. You don't know me. Secondly, you're right. Who the hell am I? Well, I'm basically your average South Asian-born, Canadian-bred Desi Munda with an unnatural and just obsessive love for movies. This passion basically explodes onto the page in the form of my own website, which is blankpagebeatdown.com, which is where I just go off on rants about movies, television shows, comics, and anything geek-related that just excites me. My website actually features everything from movie news, reviews, updates on the latest releases every single month, and detailed trailer breakdowns, discussions, and sometimes, if I'm in the mood, even some wild theories about upcoming movies and TV shows, both from the Hollywood and Bollywood industries. Basically, anything that gets me talking. Well, typing. Because, well, it's a website. So please check out the site. It's blankpagebeatdown.com, and just show me some love. Online love. Like, comments and stuff. Nothing inappropriate. Unless you're hot, then I'll allow it. Then that's fine. It's a totally different thing. Now, on to the show. So, if this is your first time listening to this podcast, then this is the show to start with. This is episode 00. And what the Split Screen Podcast is about is basically we're going to compare and analyze movies that are adaptations or remakes of other works, and we're going to compare them with the source material that they were inspired by. The whole point is to figure out how good or bad the adaptations were, and most excitingly for me, is to go off on long-winded, swear word-filled rants when they end up being bad, which is a lot of the times. Now, the realm of these films, remakes, will basically be adaptations of novels, comic books, other movies or TV shows, or basically anything else that they were directly inspired by. Split Screen is also going to do something really cool and fun for those of you that don't know about this, but we're going to introduce the world to a motherload of Bollywood movies that were, quote-unquote, inspired by classic and cult films of Hollywood and other industries, and sometimes with hilarious results. So without any more of my babbling, let's kick off the first ever show of the Split Screen Podcast, the official podcast of Blank Page Beatdown.com. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the first ever episode of the Split Screen Podcast, the official podcast of BlankPageBeatdown.com. My name is Shah Shaheed, and on top of being clinically diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, commonly known as ADHD, I will also be your host for this show. Today, with me on the show, I've got Kathy Gibson from AccessBollywood.com. Kathy, say hi.
Hi, Shah.
How's it going?
Things are going very well. How are you?
Not too bad at all. Nervous, excited, it's the first show. Trying not to slur or, you know, stammer or use the word like 50 times. So pretty good.
good.
So today, again, like I mentioned, we're just going to go through, it's going to be a very simple show. We're going to go through two remakes, pretty famous remakes. If you've heard of a movie called Memento, I'm not sure. Young director, got his start. And there was a remake about it, so we're going to discuss that, and as well as a current movie. But before we jump into it, I do want to quickly discuss the remakes itself. Like, we live in a time now where there's really no original movies anymore. You know, everything's based on something, everything's a remake, it's a sequel, it's a franchise, it's, you know, cinematic universe in some cases. So, in terms of remakes, Kathy, how do you feel about remakes in general?
I think it's sort of inevitable. Whenever anything is successful, everybody just wants to copy it and reproduce that success. And the easiest way is to just take the existing property and put some new, dress it up in a new way. And especially when you're able to cross from country to country and do that and localize things, it's kind of unfortunate that it limits the new ideas, but from a business standpoint, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I guess cross market, you kind of expand your audience and things like that. Or you have idiots like us who will watch both.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's double the money right there. I mean, for our listeners that might not be aware, first of all, I'm hugely into Bollywood, clearly. So if you actually go on my website, blankpagebeatdown.com, I tend to lean more towards Bollywood stuff. It's my first love. I grew up with those kind of movies. I love movies in general, but. Bollywood, it's, yeah, I mean, like I said, I grew up on it, so I can't really get it out of my system. Obviously, my tastes have changed as I've gotten older, as I've been exposed to more Hollywood or international films. I kind of see some of the Bollywood, I'm gonna say, faults. I might not be being fair right there, but still, some of its more indulgences, let's say, running around trees, the grandiose characters and big budgets that are spent on an outfit, things like that, basically. But essentially, I'm a Bollywood lover, and I know Kathy, you're a Bollywood lover. You actually, I stumbled upon, I don't even know how I saw your website, but I came upon it somehow, and I'm like, oh, this white girl is talking about Bollywood here, and I read the stuff, and I'm like, God damn, this is interesting. And again, you kind of had a totally different perspective on Bollywood movies that I've never really thought of, and again, and for everyone else too, like I review movies, so I tend to not read reviews of the movies that I'm gonna write about, just so I don't get biased. But Kathy's reviews, everybody, Kathy's reviews, I read religiously, just because it's, and I don't always agree, but it's, it makes me look at the movie from a totally different viewpoint. And almost sometimes a more objective viewpoint than I walk into it. Like, I'll walk into, there's certain actors' movies I'll walk in and I'll be like, yay! And I'll love it. And then, like, 3 weeks later, I'm like, that was pretty shit right there. And actually, that happened to me. That, I'll admit it, this is, we're going to talk about this later on, but I actually do that for Gajini a little bit. I rewatch that, but we'll get into that in a second. Kathy, do you want to tell people a little bit about, your background, how you kind of got into this, your introduction, your origin story, if you will?
Ooh, good. I feel like Wolverine or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I run accessbollywood.com. I've been on the web for probably, I think, 8 years now, actually, or 7 or 8 years at this point. I started at a writing short reviews for a paper, a newspaper just outside of Chicago, out in the suburbs. And after about a year, they got rid of their coverage. And so I went online, and that's when I started accessbollywood.com. And so obviously, my background is in Hollywood movies and, other international stuff. But it was around 2006, I think, that I started watching Bollywood movies. And it has been the majority of what I watch at this point is Bollywood for sure. I do probably 50 to 60 reviews every year, just of stuff that's very current. I'm lucky enough to have a theater in, just 5 minutes away from me that shows every new Bollywood movie. So that's what I focus on it at my website. And so I think I've got a pretty good grasp on everything for about the last 7 or 8 years.
No, I completely agree with you. And so you don't watch, like, how many Hollywood movies do you get a chance to watch in a year?
It kind of, I don't know, it varies. I'm trying to be more disciplined about it instead of just cramming things in. I'm a member of the Online Film Critics Society, and so I do a lot of watching from basically October through November before we vote on our end of the year awards. I'm trying to be a little bit more disciplined, so it probably equals out to about, I don't know, probably another, oh gee, I don't even really want to estimate. I'm not sure. It's not as many Bollywood, not as many Hollywood movies as Bollywood movies,
Which is exactly how the industries are set up too, right?
yeah,
Yeah, makes
yeah.
sense.
It's well, and especially when here in the U.S. now we're getting, unlike when I started even 7 years ago, you didn't have a new movie in the theater every single week, and you do that now. I mean, there are, I think last year there were 53 53 Hindi movies, just Hindi movies, not any of the other Indian language movies, but Hindi movies released in the US and Canada, just in theaters. And that's not counting other things that wind up online that don't get theatrical release. So there's so much to choose from that it's really easy to, you know, you're always going to be busy if you're watching Bollywood movies.
Yeah, no, definitely. And again, it's a good time. Like, I mean, again, like you said, it's movies have become so much more accessible. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's, and again, a lot of these movies now are being made for, you know, for the North American or international markets as well, like, which is a whole other topic, but yeah, you know, I mean, they're taking into consideration. Before, it was just kind of like the only thing that Bollywood movies kind of pandered to or catered to, you know, to be nicer, mm-hmm. Is essentially, you know, like the non-Indian residents, you know, and they had all this patriotic bullshit, you know, DDLJ mm-hmm. comes to mind, Dilwale Dulhaniya Jayenge, you know, all the Yash Raj films from back in the day. Again, they didn't pander to, you know, a non-Indian audience, but they kind of did with all these, you know, homesick, you know, mm-hmm. People that lived abroad. Whereas now you've got movies about characters that are living in, you know, America or Boston or Chicago, for example. I think Doom 3 mm-hmm. was set in Chicago. But, you know, and it's, and yeah, so clearly, yeah, of course, the market's going to grow. And again, Bollywood, I think, kind of beats out Hollywood productions by God knows how many movies in a year, probably double. If you take into account not just the Hindi language films, but all the other films. Also, I know Kathy, again, just to let everyone know, Kathy, you also do a lot of, I mean, I haven't read the reviews or I haven't seen any reviews, but you're also very aware of like the business side of things too, which I always admire. The numbers and you're always aware of other mm-hmm. Indian language films that are coming out. Is that something that you're interested in, or is that just part of like your background?
I'm fascinated by the box office numbers. I am really interested to see what does well, why does it do well. And it's, Hindi movies still have a much greater share of the box office in North America than the other, like South Indian movies do, apart from rare, you know, major releases. If it has Rajinikanth, then it obviously it's going to make a ton of money. Yes. But it's been fun watching how much more money and which movies are getting a bigger share of the earnings this year in 2015. The two biggest movies have been Piku and Tanu Weds Manu Returns to this point. And they've blown everything else out of the water. And of course, what
surprisingly.
Yeah, and what differentiates them, of course, is that they have women in the leading roles. Deepika Padukone and in Piku, you know, obviously Amitabh Bachchan as well, but then Kangana Ranaut, everybody says that Kangana is the whole reason to go see Tanu Weds Manu Returns, and to see how that's shifted, where suddenly now we've got women who can carry these movies, and you're not just relying on a man whose last name is Khan to be the driver of box office receipts.
I feel like I should defend Madhavan here, but I really can't. plus, she's in that movie twice. Kangana's in Tanu Weds Manu Returns twice. So.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like, okay, so she's good. She's leading it, but she's in it twice. So
no slight on Madhavan, but he doesn't have as much to do as she does.
Leave Madhavan alone. I love that guy. He has like this likable charm, and I'm just like, aw.
He does, and he's spent some time in Chicago, which makes, you know, makes me really happy. He can discuss the area a little bit. So
nice.
That's good.
Oh, that's cool. Okay, so in terms of, again, going back to remakes and just kind of... do you feel like, so you did mention it's kind of, it makes business sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you also feel like, because like the knee-jerk reaction whenever you hear about a remake is, oh, they're running out of ideas, right? Do you feel that's true?
I don't. I think it's, if we're just talking about the Indian film industry, I think it's, well, it's very hard in both Bollywood and Hollywood to make it. I mean, it's obviously, once you get a film made, it's that much easier for you to get another film made. And especially where in Bollywood, there's you have a greater tendency toward having the directors also write their films, then you've really limited the number of people who are participating in the industry. Mm-hmm. And so I think that it's really tough, and I think there's not quite the same focus on writing as an independent, as such a separate, important part of a film in India. That I think if you had more writers, it might change, but that I don't know that that's going to be happening anytime soon.
No, yeah, and I get what you mean too. Because I mean, unless like in Bollywood, again specifically talking, unless the writer also directs the film, like so many times that we don't know who it is. We don't, you know, they're not popularized. They're not, you know, at the launch. They're not at any of the, you know, press events or anything. Unless again, unless the director happens to be, you know, the person who also wrote the movie, or it happens to be a established director who happens to be writing a movie, which is the case for one of our movies that we're going to discuss today, which infuriates me, but we'll get into that. And so in terms of, I mean, personally, I feel, I don't think it's a lack of urgency. I know there's a lot of times where they do want to kind of exploit the success of the original source material, be it the book. For example, a notable situation in Bollywood would be Chetan Bhagat. I'm not sure if you know about that author. He has, I mean, he's kind of become like a popular novelist who's had a bunch of his novels be made into feature films. I'm not going to read any of his books. I barely like majority of the movies. Actually, no, that's not really fair. I do like a lot of the movies that have been based on his books. But in that situation, it's kind of like you are using the popularity of the books to essentially rely on the audience for the movie that you're making.
Well, and look at how rare that is there too, that compared to here, where if you've got a successful young adult franchise,
Oh God, yeah.
you're going to get a movie deal out of it.
Everything.
And so
Damn you, Harry Potter.
so it's funny that Bhagat is a rare case, and you see many more remakes made of in Bollywood in Hindi films of South Indian movies that have been successful, and then vice versa. It flows back and forth, but it's that much more I guess insular, that where you're all drawing from the same source material, movies being remade of movies, and not even bringing in comics and books. So it's this very closed circuit within India, in a lot of ways.
And also, I mean, in terms of, it's only now, I mean, I don't even want to say now. I think I'm going to say it's only in the last 2 years. Because again, Bollywood hasn't had any like official remakes. I mean, in Hollywood, when they remake a movie, like a yesteryear classic, it's usually, you know, there's, you know, legal processes happening. They're registering things and they're getting permissions, and it's the studio who has the rights to the film are involved in some way. But Bollywood, up until last year, 2014, every Bollywood quote unquote remake of a Hollywood movie has been, let's call it what it is, a ripoff. Like, it's been literally like, I like that, let's do that here, but let's call her them Vijay and, you know, Aarti. And it's like, okay, sure, let's do it. And oh, and it'll be in India, and we're gonna cram in some songs in between. And it's like, okay, great. And then I give you Mission Impossible. And it's what? So, and I mean, it's only now that it's become, you know, original. But beyond that business aspect, like, what do you think, in what situations do you think a remake would be justified? You know, not taking into effect, you know, the business reasons or the expansion of the market or the audience. Like, why would, from a creative perspective, like, why would a movie that is being remade be justified in doing so?
Oh, I think there's probably a lot of movies where it just is such a good, simple story that can translate really well. I finally just watched Infernal Affairs the other night, which is what went on to became The Departed in the U.S. And as soon as I finished, I thought, man, every director who has watched that movie probably thinks, I wish I had directed that. And so if you can remake that, it just,
And then
changes
they go,
up.
you know what? I think I will.
Yeah, exactly. So it's as long as I have no problem with it as long as you acknowledge the source, acknowledge the fact that somebody else wrote this and came up with the idea. It's, speaking, one of the movies we're going to be talking about, Gajini, starts with a director's note that is one of the single funniest things I have ever read. And so I'm eager to delve into that.
Well, I mean, in terms of, I mean, you're speaking of, was that the clanging in the background you were telling me about earlier?
No, that's a car alarm.
Oh, okay. All right, totally different.
Yeah,
So, sorry, no, we were discussing earlier about how you're telling me it's raining, so you live in a time period where, you know, you get warnings with town criers ringing bells from a bell tower about a flood.
yes. Yes, exactly.
That's exactly that. That is an accurate paraphrasing of our conversation from previously, not laced with lies at all. Getting back to it. So you mentioned Infernal Affairs, which again I do hope to talk about that movie and The Departed at one point in the show as well. But for example, Shakespeare. Mm-hmm. How many films? I mean, again, like you know, across genres, romantic comedies, action movies, dramatic films have been based on a variety of Shakespeare's works. And again, like you said, like when you said someone saw Infernal Affairs, and I'm sure other directors said, "I wish I could do that." Shakespeare, a lot of Shakespeare's work, literally, hundreds of directors have said that, and they have followed through with it. Taming of the Shrew, they say was. The inspiration for 10 Things I Hate About You and things mm-hmm. like that, which again, it runs a whole gamut of dramatic movies that you can see, and not just Hollywood or anyone else, all over the world, including Bollywood movies that have, you know, been inspired by. I mean, I'm annoyed at the number of Romeo and Juliet remakes there have been, or inspirations or whatever you want to call them. Mm-hmm. So it is understandable. Like for me personally, I think a remake should happen, again, not counting any of the monetary and business aspects of it. I think a remake happens when you have enough ideas, or when you feel like, you know what, here's a story that I can either update or modernize or tweak enough to tell a different story. Mm-hmm. If it's going to be a beat by beat kind of, you know, scene by scene, and you do something very lazy where I'm going to change the city and, you know, I'm going to change the whole royalty backdrop to a criminal hierarchy backdrop. And it's mm-hmm. like, okay, but that's easy. You know, like what are you doing that's new? For example, again, going off on tangents, Vishal Bharadwaj, speaking of Shakespeare, mm-hmm. he has, I believe, what it's a trilogy now, right? Essentially, yeah. He's got three movies, which personally I feel like he made his mark with those three movies, despite anything else that he did in between. Vishal Bharadwaj is an Indian director who made Makbul was his first, which was based on Macbeth, and then he did Omkara, which was based on Othello, and recently, just last year again, he did Haider, which was based on Hamlet. Mm-hmm. To this day, I haven't seen Haider yet, which I will, but he's knocked it out of the park. He's adapted the story, not just the story, not just the setting, but the characters, the motivations, the politics between them. He's adapted everything from Shakespeare in such a way that it suits the climate. It's not a lazy adaptation. I remember, spoilers for people who haven't seen Makbul, in Macbeth, because I studied Macbeth in school, so it really stands out for me, more so than Othello. In Macbeth, I think the opening of the play is The Three Witches or something, mm-hmm. yeah. Foreseeing or foreshadowing something about the story. And he brilliantly opens Makbul with three corrupt police officers on a stakeout or something, you know, just getting drunk and playing cards in the back of a van. And I think it was Nasruddin Shah. I'm not sure if Om Puri was in it. It's been a couple of years. But it's the three of them, and they're setting the stage, just like the play, just like The Three Witches. These three characters are setting the stage for the movie, outlining the major players, you know, who's the boss, who's the crime lord, who's the, you know. And it's the exact same scene, but it's tweaked so much that you're like, holy shit. Like, this captures the essence of the witch scene from Shakespeare, and makes it so accessible to someone who's never heard of Shakespeare.
And that's what I think what is the most important thing is that Bharadwaj is my favorite director, and he understands what the movie is about at its essence. What's the technical term? Grokking something. He groks what the movie is about. And that's where I've seen other remakes fall very, very, very short of that. And, Gajani, for example.
We'll get into that in just a second. So lastly, I just want to quickly ask you, what are your favorite movies that were remade from like other source material? Like be it books or, you know, adaptations essentially.
Probably all of the, I haven't seen Makbul, but Haider I love. And then Omkara I love. Bharadwaj's reinterpretations of Shakespeare are my favorite. They're really, really hard to beat.
I'd love for him to do something like Much Ado About Nothing.
Yeah, I'd love to see him do a comedy. Yeah. Enough with the tragedy.
Because, I mean, he's done. I mean, I love, like, the most recent thing he did was Matru Ki Bijli Ka Mandola, which I thought was ridiculously good. And, like, yeah. From him. Like, I mean, anyone else, I think it would have been a lot over the top than it actually was. Mm-hmm. But from him, I felt it was the perfect amount of ridiculously stupid and, like, the perfect amount of, you know, symbolism. which mm-hmm. sounds weird together, but he did it. But no, I agree. I'd like to see him do some comedies. Okay, so and I think we've ranted enough about all this. I do want to cover, so in terms of official remakes, we've harped on about, you know, how most Bollywood remakes are, you know, rip-offs. How do these guys not get sued? I don't even understand. But, and I hope we have nothing to do with it in the future. So there is another official remake coming. I believe this year it's going to be released. Brothers, which is basically a Karan Johar-produced film starring Akshay Kumar and Siddharth Malhotra from Student of the Year. They're going to be doing a new movie called Brothers, which is going to be based on the Hollywood film Warrior with Joel Edgerton and Tom Hardy. Might have butchered that guy's last name. Have you seen the there's been posters out, there's been first looks. Have you seen any of those?
I haven't watched the first look yet for Brothers, but okay. Considering that I really liked the original movie, and the second I heard, oh, okay, it's going to be remade with Siddharth, okay, and Akshay, as brothers, even though he's probably old enough to be Siddharth's dad, not to mention the fact that their mom, and that is played by Shefali Shah, who is, I think, 42 currently, and really? Akshay is, I believe, 49. So wow. his mother in the movie is younger than he is, and so
weird enough, there was a precedent for that though, because Shefali actually did play Akshay's mom in another movie, Vakht, with Amitabh Bachchan, and honest to God, I thought she was that age, and it wasn't until I think years later when I'm like, wait, she's how old? I mean, this girl played wife to Amitabh Bachchan, she's literally like some of, you know, I guess his. Aishwarya's age, I guess? His daughter-in-law?
She just played Priyanka Chopra and Ranveer Singh's mother in Dil Dharakne Do. Ugh, I can't say
Dil Dharakne Do, yeah.
Thank you.
It's okay, that's what I'm here for.
And so she just played their mother. And so this is, unfortunately, when you get past the age of 35, all you can be is mother and married to guys who are much, much older than you. So, right.
But that only applies to the women, though.
Right, only women.
Only applies to the women.
You can play, if you're a man, you can play a college student well into your 50s.
And they do. We've had that. And the thing is, though, they don't look nearly as young as, let's say, James Vanderbeek when he was shooting for Dawson's Creek.
Yeah. Back to Brothers, as soon as it was announced, I cringed. So I think it's scheduled to come out on August 14th. So
yes, I think later on this year. The trailer should be coming soon. But I think the best part about Brothers to me, the best casting for me is Jackie Shroff in the role that was played by Nick Nolte in the original Warrior. And I think that's brilliant because both those guys off screen have such a history of antics. And I felt like, you know what, if anyone was going to be crazy Nick Nolte on screen, it has to be crazy Jackie Shroff. There's no one else that can do that better.
Yeah, no, that casting is perfect.
I know what you mean about the age difference. It's weird because what made Warrior good was the fact that you have the two brothers from totally different lifestyles. Mm-hmm. But if you look at the first look of Brothers, it's hard to tell which. I mean, clearly Akshay should be playing the older brother. With Siddharth being the younger one, but it's hard to tell because they both have like this Tom Hardy quality in the images. Tom Hardy again was played the spoilers for people who haven't seen Warrior, the army deserter, and he's very rugged. He's very, you know, kind of looks like he's been in a bar brawl all the time. But both the Indian guys in the Indian version of Brothers look just like that. Like Akshay doesn't look clean cut or like the school teacher that Joel Edgerton played in Warrior, so you're just kind of like, I don't get where, like, again, and posters vary from the actual and finished result product of the movie, but it's weird.
Well, and it also just worries me, you know, and not even so much the aesthetics, but just the acting ability, frankly, is, you know, there's other guys I would have cast. There's a lot of really good work in Warrior. Those guys are really talented actors, and I haven't seen enough from Siddharth yet to convince me that he's up to it, and I'm
that guy's a walking billboard for just like nothing, like a freaking underwear ad or something. I don't know why he's even in the movies.
And I'm kind of an Akshay apologist. I have to, but I just don't know. I don't know. I'm worried. I'm concerned.
Well, interestingly enough, the director of Brothers, and I feel like this guy's going to get kind of screwed with his typecasting. He directed the remake of Agnipath, the original Agnipath. And again, I mean, that'll be another show. I feel like we've said that a lot this time. But Agnipath is another really good remake from the original, which kind of updates all the plot points into your modern day while still keeping the essence and the motivation of the characters as the original. So I'm really interested to see how this director is going to adapt now a Hollywood movie with Brothers. That's kind of my only redeeming quality about Brothers.
Yeah.
Also the fact that, again, Akshay is a fighter. So I'm sure I hope to God the action scenes aren't as cliched or just uninteresting as the other boxing movies that we had so far. Like Apne was Sunny Deol and the Deol brothers boxing movie, which I'm watching and I'm like, this is slower than baseball. Like, what's happening right now? But yeah, so I mean, hopefully it's good, and definitely we'll dedicate a show to Brothers and Warrior, split screen analysis on this podcast when those movies come out. But I think it's time we move on. I want to take this time, because we're doing disclaimers, I also want to take this time to kind of mention certain things. This is a show that will feature swearing. So especially when we get upset. I don't know about Kathy, but when I get upset, which will happen as soon as we get to Night and Day and Bang Bang, I will start swearing left and right. So if, you know, leave your sensibilities at the door. And the other thing I do want to mention, so I don't know if anyone's been noticing, but I've said Bollywood a lot, whereas Kathy's, I don't know if it's intentional, but she has referred to the Hindi film industry a bunch of times. Now, the word Bollywood in the Indian film industry is derived from the word Hollywood, which is why a lot of people within the industry find it to be sort of offensive. There's champions of this, like Aamir Khan, who doesn't prefer the word Bollywood to describe the Indian film industry, especially because Bollywood doesn't really even refer to the Indian film industry. It refers to a small section of the Indian film industry, which is the Hindi language movies made in Mumbai, which is basically like Los Angeles, California for India. Correct me if I'm wrong, Kathy. Feel free to jump in.
No, that's exactly right.
But specifically, I don't want to keep saying the Hindi language film industry because that's a mouthful, and I already talk so much. I need to shave seconds where I can. So when I say Bollywood, I am referring to movies from India, regardless of the language. Again, I happen to watch mostly Hindi language movies. But at the same time, I don't discount movies of other industries, South movies, you know, Telugu movies, Tamil movies, which are all, again, from that subcontinent. And some of them are great. Some of them have gone on to the Oscars. So I just want to make that clear that when we are saying Bollywood, we don't want to mean any offense to people, you know, who don't like that usage of the word, and that we are including all the film industries of that region, of any language, and because I'm doing this now, we probably will cover one of the other language films because I would be really interested. I'd love to do a comparison of Singham and its original remake, as painful as that's going to be for everybody involved to listen to. But I just wanted to let everyone know about that. All right, so you know what? Actually, guys, we've spoken so much today about what the show is going to be about and not a lot of introductions. We've gotten to know Kathy a little bit better and hopefully myself, even though I just babbled on for a while. But we're actually going to discuss the movies in our next shows just because we don't want to bore you. You know, everyone has a short attention span. Like I said, I have ADHD. So, Kathy, thank you so much for joining me today. You will be back next week. Where can people get a hold of you?
You can get a hold of me at accessbollywood.com, and I'm on Twitter at Kathy F. Gibson. There's no .com on Twitter. Just Kathy F. Gibson.
So that is it. Thank you so much for joining us on the kickoff show for the Split Screen podcast. I'm a little emotional right now, but I'm going to try to keep it together. We will be back every week with a brand new show, a new movie remake to discuss, and a new guest who has to suffer through all my ramblings. We've got a bunch of shows already recorded for you guys, so they're going to keep coming. So subscribe to this podcast on your preferred podcast app, or visit the site at www.blankpagebeatdown.com to listen directly on the interweb. Subscribe to the site with your email in the top corner for the latest movie news, reviews, and updates. Follow us on Twitter at splitscreen_pod. Follow me personally on Twitter at TheShahShahid. Like our Facebook page at facebook.com/blankpagebeatdown. And email me any comments, suggestions, your hate mail, or you know what, just say hi. My email address is shah@blankpagebeatdown.com. That's SHAH at blankpagebeatdown.com. We'll be back very shortly with a brand new episode for you guys. So until then, try not to miss us too much.